The Supreme Court made a landmark decision yesterday that redefined the power of the office of the president. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum with more on their decision regarding presidential immunity yesterday. Thane, good morning. Lots of reaction coming from across the board after this decision and likely a few others that the Supreme Court made yesterday as well.
Yeah, Deanna, you know, it's interesting. You know, people forget that when our founding fathers created our self-governance, they had lots of options, right? They've been under the king, George III. And one option was, among many things when they were creating our system of government, was, is George Washington the king or the president? George Washington didn't want to be the king, but a lot of people wanted him to be king. A lot of the people who were writing the Federalist Papers, who were involved in these discussions, said king, King George. And he was the one that left after two terms. And I think what the Supreme Court sort of said yesterday was a sort of a reminder to all of us, President Trump, former presidents, the presidents are not kings, but they sort of are. And that's one way to look at it. They're not. So that every time you say no one is above the law, everyone is the same. You know, when Judge Cannon in Florida was told that a year ago, she was the only judge of all the people who said, oh, give me a break. He's in a league of his own. Those are the words she used, league of his own. And I think the Supreme Court sent a message yesterday. He's in a league of his own. He might actually have to engage in things that would be criminal if a regular person did it. But if the president is doing it and it's in the context of his official duties, because he's exercising his role within the perimeter of his constitutional authority as president, he's immune. It's his job. That's what he's doing. And you can't even bring it up in a trial because he's immune. Not only can't he even prosecute it, he can't even mention it because it's not evidence against him if it's the job he's supposed to do, even if you don't like it.
There it is. And of course, in this kind of a decision, there really wasn't a precedent for it. No one has ever been convicted of, president has been convicted of any sort of felony crimes in the past before. I'm curious to know, though, the difference. They said that he cannot be prosecuted for crimes that he may have committed while acting as the president, but not necessarily for unofficial crimes. I'm curious to know what that sort of definition could mean down the line for, say, someone like former President Trump.
Look, for people who got hysterical yesterday, including the three judges who wrote the minority opinion, saying this is a blank check, it's a green light, he can do what he wants. The case is pretty clear, Deanna, that if President Trump showed up during his presidency to my apartment here in New York, punched me in the face, took my watch and my laptop and walked out, he's committed a crime. And he would be prosecuted for it, should be prosecuted. That is not an official act, right? So they sort of explained sort of in the opinion, when he called the Justice Department to talk about the election, even though he asked them to do things that they didn't do and it would have ultimately overturned the election, he's allowed to call them. What, he's telling the president he can't make that call? They even said with Mike Pence, they said, we need to take a further look at this. But the idea that you're telling the president that he can't call his vice president, what, are you kidding? Of course he can call his vice president. Maybe they're discussing things that you don't like, but that's his official duties. Here's another one, Deanna. The speech on January 6th, the Supreme Court hinted that, forget the First Amendment. Of course he has a First Amendment right, but he has a presidential duties right. They told them that 35,000 people are standing around the White House in the ellipse. He's not allowed to go talk to them. He's got to watch every word that he says. That's what the Supreme Court was saying, that he is the president. And if it's within the scope of his duties, it's covered, even if you might not like what he said. That's what they're, and he said, they said, we're going to send the case back for additional evidentiary findings. But here's sort of the guideline. Here are the guideposts. So when you ask the question, what's official, some things would clearly be. Oh, and then you know what they also said? You can't judge his motive. He can have mixed motives. You know what that means? He could call and make the call to the Justice Department for two reasons. One, he wants to stay in office. He doesn't want to leave. Okay, you don't like that motive, but you can't question his motive, which is weird because everyone else, motive and intent matters. But they're saying, no, it, as long as he's performing his duties, it doesn't matter what his motives are. He could have mixed motives. I'm here as the president checking on the legitimacy of the election. And, oh, guess what? I also want to stay in office, but it doesn't make a difference. I'm still doing my job. And look, you know, someone could argue it's a tough line to know what it is, but the example of punching Thane in the face is a pretty good example of the court essentially saying he can't do whatever he wants. He has to do stuff that he's doing under his constitutional authority as president.
Got it. Now let's maybe not speak that too much into existence. I'd prefer your face to be unpunched and your items not stolen by anyone, much less the
everyone punches me in the face. Yeah, you're the only one who hasn't.
Oh, boy. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum joining us with the latest on the Supreme Court's decision yesterday. Thane, thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you, Deanna.